AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 30-year-old man has been arrested, charged with capital murder in the shooting death of a Harris County, Texas sheriff's deputy at a suburban Houston gas station.
This is the kind of thing that drives you right down to your soul. I mean, it strikes at the heart of who we are as peace officers.
Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says Deputy Darren Goforth was ambushed as he was filling the gas tank of his patrol car Friday evening. Hickman says Shannon Miles has been arrested for what he calls an unprovoked attack on Goforth. South Florida getting heavy rain from what's left of Tropical Storm Erica. Storm is blamed for flash flooding, mudslides that have killed at least 20 people and left 50 others missing on Dominica. Tropical storm force winds, rain, high seas expected from a Category 4 Hurricane Ignacio, which is predicted to pass just north of the Hawaiian Islands through the week. Tom Evans, acting director of the Central Pacific Hurricane Center, says surfers really ought to stay away from the water.
Not only surfers not to be out there, but people to be away from the shoreline. The breakers that we get onto the shore, we're looking at 15 to 20 feet.
Tens of thousands of migrants fleeing the Syrian civil war and bloodshed in Iraq and elsewhere in the Middle East have been traveling through Turkey into Serbia and Hungary with the hopes of reaching Austria and then Western Europe. The Red Cross Stefan Katzinger says more than 20 people were found in poor physical condition packed into a van crossing from Hungary into Austria earlier today.
Gladly, the two police officers found the three little children. They were in a very bad condition, so they immediately called the Red Cross and they took over and brought the three with the parents to the nearby hospital.
This is AP Radio News. Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley is the 31st senator to back the Iran nuclear deal, leaving President Obama and the White House just three votes shy of those needed to uphold his veto should Congress pass a resolution disapproving of the agreement. Donald Trump says he will soon make up his mind about an independent run for the White House should he lose the Republican nomination.
Trump so far has refused to pledge to support the eventual Republican nominee, saying his refusal to commit gains him leverage over the party establishment, which has been caught off guard by his early dominance in the race. He's also said repeatedly that he'd prefer to run as a Republican as long as the party treats him fairly.
The Republican Party has been treating me very, very fairly. All I ask is fairness.
Trump's latest statement on a possible third-party run for president came while he courted Tea Party activists in Nashville. I'm Ross Simpson.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.